Hi there. The word for you today is, what kind of example are you? Now, it's nice to say, be an example as Paul wrote in 1 Timothy 4 verse 12, but in what specific areas? Well, for the next few days, let's look at some of the areas in which you need to set the right example. Paul writes, for openers, be an example in speech. Now, go back and read what he says to Timothy. Before this, listen to these words. Timothy, don't let anybody look down on you because. And then he enumerates several things. Now, when you speak, your credibility is at stake. That's the whole point Paul's making. Solomon says in Proverbs 29, verse 20, seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? Well, there is more hope of a fool than of him. The trouble with words is, once they're spoken, their impact is felt, either positively or negatively, and you can't take them back. You can say you're sorry, but you may have to rebuild your credibility with the person you spoke to or about. So here's a litmus test for your words, and it's a high standard. David gives it to us. Psalm 19, verse 14, the New Living Translation of the Bible. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord. The poet wrote, and I quote, a careless word may kindle strife, a cruel word may wreck a life, a gracious word may soothe the way, a joyous word may light the day, timely word may lessen stress, a loving word may heal and bless. So, today, let your words be faith-building. Why? Because people are battling with doubt and fear. Let your words be comforting. Why? Because people around you have wounds you can't even see. And let your words be uplifting. Why? For people get torn down by criticism and discouragement every day. And let your words be calming. Why? For God has promised to bless you if you are a peacemaker. And finally, let your words be character building. Why? Well, that way you'll leave people better off than you found them. And isn't that what you want?